Hi, my name is Allison. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from love addiction, body image, and anxiety. Hello. I grew up in a suburb of Dallas with an older sister and younger brother, where a focus on physical appearance and image were the norm. My parents raised me and my siblings in the church, and while I never doubted there was a God, and I knew Jesus died for my sins, I thought being a good person was sufficient to get into heaven. I did not make God a part of my daily life. While I was raised in a relatively secure family, where I believe both my parents truly did the best they could and met many of my needs, I often felt overlooked. Any other middle children out here? And did not fully get other needs met, such as attention, affection, and emotional connection. Beginning with my parents' divorce my senior year of high school, but mainly in college and well into my adult years, I sought love, affection, validation, and worth from men. This led to patterns of choosing men who were unhealthy in their own ways, having unhealthy relationships with them, and thinking I wasn't good enough, pretty enough, or that something was wrong with me when these relationships wouldn't work out. One of my closest friends from college, Jean, saw patterns in me and the brokenness it caused. My senior year of college, she had a newfound faith and told me God was, quote, tugging at her heart for me, and that if I died, she wasn't sure where I would go. I had been raised in a church where your faith was more private, and I was offended and hard-hearted instead of taking it as a friend who loved and cared for me. I never had someone call me out on my faith or lack thereof before. My stubbornness led us to not be friends anymore. Life went on, and after several more years of brokenness and pain, I had a friend in grad school who's here, asked me to go to church with her, and that started my journey to truly get to know the Lord. I ended up at Watermark in 2009, and through the Equip Disciple ministry, I came to truly understand the gospel. Even though I knew Jesus died for my sins, I thought you had to be good enough to get into heaven. In Romans 3, it says, there is no one who does good, not even one. The good news that is shared later in Romans 5:8 is that God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I finally realized what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus. I learned your faith is something worth sharing with others, and it isn't meant to be between just you and God. I reconciled with Jean, asked for her forgiveness, and shared with her the work the Lord had done in my life. Thankfully, she was receptive and forgave me, of which I am thankful because she passed away in 2018. Throughout those years of getting to know the Lord, I came to realize all the love I had been seeking was never going to be filled by someone or something other than Jesus. I knew in my head that no man could ever complete me or that marriage would make me truly happy, but I was still fighting in my heart to believe that as truth. This led me to continue in patterns of brokenness in dating, as well as being anxious and overly focused on what I looked like. One particularly unhealthy relationship was the catalyst for me to begin Regen in late 2017. I see now it's one thing to know something as truth, and it's quite another to believe it and become free from it. I'll be honest, using the words love addiction bubbles up some shame. I'd rather say idolatry of marriage or something like that. But I believe it's important to be honest about calling it what it is, as I know many women and men wrestle with it. When a child's emotional needs are not met, they can feel unwanted and unloved. This can establish a powerful lie in the child's mind that can eventually lead to becoming dependent upon love, always searching for it, putting unrealistic expectations on our partner to fulfill all our deep longings or get the outcome we want, like marriage. Those who struggle with love addiction believe the only way to make their pain go away is to find someone who will give them all the attention, love, and affection they didn't receive as children. It also led me to attract and stay in relationships that were not God's best for me and where I was not my best either. My journey has been one of God healing layers of my sin, shame, and brokenness over many, many, many years now. He's made a ton of progress in me since I started Regen and commenced in 2018. The deepest healing and refining have been done, though, more recently, as I had a serious relationship that I thought was going to end in marriage, not work out. That drove me to deeper depths of healing and pursuing freedom than I ever have before. I keep coming back to step three, trust. Trusting God to heal me, trusting his plans, his wisdom, his goodness, his protection, and what he says about me versus what others might say, including the enemy or lies I've told myself. One of the verses I've clung to is 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. In my experience, going to the depths of grief and disappointment and learning how to deal with them are a necessary part of recovery. We come to Regen for hurts done to us, hurts as a result of our own sin, which has been the hardest for me to accept, the role I've played in my own pain, and by just living in a sinful, broken world. God has used the Regen principles, my personal walk with him and the Holy Spirit, community, and Christ-based therapy to expose these things and truly help me heal them from the roots. Roots that go back to the youngest years of my life where the enemy planted seeds in my mind and my heart about my worth, my beauty, and who God made me to be. I've heard it said, needs you didn't get met in childhood are not your fault, but healing is your responsibility. Thankfully, I'm a total psychology nerd, and I don't mind working on my healing. However, in Groundwork Book 1, it says, he is the only one who can heal you completely. Healing is not often on our own timeline. I remember thinking if I really focused on Regen, I'd be free and fully healed at the end. Anyone else here? I've learned it's more like peeling layers of an onion to be more free and more healed, or as it says in Deuteronomy 7:22, the Lord your God will drive out those nations ahead of you, little by little. You will not clear them all away at once. Some things we may always wrestle with, and some things God does give full healing to. Psalm 51:17 says, a broken and contrite spirit you do not despise. There's so much God can do with our pain and our brokenness if we humble ourselves and let him work in us. I believe everyone here is courageous, whether it's your first night or if you've been here like me for years. It's easier to ignore, distract, numb, blame others, or excuse away our pain. It often means going back to places we'd rather let be buried. So few people do this work, and I believe this is hard, holy, eternal work that the enemy does not want us doing. It is harder, though, to stay the same as we are prone to repeat what we don't let God repair. He is a God of restoration, and he is bigger than any struggle we have. He wants freedom for us, and he tells us whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I have learned I cannot even fix or heal myself, and that I'm ultimately not in control of my life or of others. He doesn't promise us that all our dreams will come true, or that those who have hurt us will come to own their part. But he does promise to be with us, and that one day he will make all things new. In the meantime, I must partner with him each day to believe that his love is fully sufficient, and to remember, he is the only one who can love us perfectly, without conditions, and without fail. There is no better or deeper love. I wasn't going to cry. There is no better or deeper love, and I already have it, and it is secure. So do you if you put your trust in Jesus. I'm still living with an unmet desire for marriage, and I still wrestle some days more than others. And caring too much about my appearance or being anxious about the future. But I've taken it out of my hands and surrendered it to God's, and I look to him to meet my needs and worth. As a result, I have experienced more peace and freedom than I ever had before. Thanks for letting me share my story with you. My name is Allison. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from love addiction, body image, and anxiety. To God be the glory.